Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There were some scary moments at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston today. It went into lockdown briefly because of a nearby shooting. Exactly what happened remains unclear. What is known is that a valet at the hospital was seriously injured in the shooting, and the suspected gunman was shot and killed by police a short time later. WBUR's Steve Brown has been following events since word of the active shooter situation this morning. Steve, what happened?
Well, we know that police were called to the hospital after a 911 report of a man with a gun. We know that a man was found with a gunshot wound at the main entrance of the hospital. Brigham and Women's says that that man is employed there as a valet. We're told he's in serious but stable condition. We don't know the identity of the shooter.
And at what point did police encounter the suspect?
There was some sort of an altercation between the suspect and police. They say that shots were fired about a block away from the main entrance. Boston Police Superintendent Chief Gregory Long described what happened.
What happened is after the discharge, he actually physically assaulted one of the officers. There was a physical confrontation before he then disengaged and then got into his vehicle and drove away.
And then police chased that suspect right down Route 9.
How did that end?
Well, police say that the suspect's vehicle collided with several cars along Route 9. And then at the corner of Route 9 and Hammond Street, he crashed his car there. Brookline and state police had joined the chase. State Police Superintendent Christopher Mason explains what happened.
The trooper joined the pursuit. Following the crash of the suspect vehicle, the trooper was able to join with Boston police officers and engage with the suspect. The trooper discharged his firearms, and that matter obviously remains under investigation.
Now, police say that the suspect ignored instructions to drop the weapon and that several officers, including that trooper, fired at him. The suspect was later pronounced dead at Beth Israel Hospital.
Any identification on the suspect?
No, we don't know who that suspect is. Police are still putting everything together. They're asking for more help from the public. If anybody saw anything at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, they're asking them to get in touch with police. During the chase, also, if anybody saw anything going on there, police would like to speak with those people.
Okay. And no continued threat to the public, according to police?
No. Police are stressing that there is no continued threat to the public. As a matter of fact, at the hospital this morning, on the TV monitors around the hospital, Brigham and Women's assured patients and staff that there was no more threat.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.